A group of activists formed a headlight caravan outside of a Wisconsin prison this weekend for Mother's Day. It's Monday, May 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the water level on Lake Michigan jumped by more than a foot in April, and it was almost triple the average increase.
The lakes are typically rising in the spring due to rainfall and snowmelt runoff.
Plus, we'll hear from a WPR reporter who explored the work of a La Crosse-based YouTube channel. That channel's operator has used police body cam recordings to build a business with millions of subscribers. Stay with us.
I'm Pam Schwartzbach. My husband, Troy Cutray, and I are the owners of Hive of Madison. Hive of Madison is an outdoor lifestyle and boutique here in Madison, Wisconsin.
It is very frequent that we hear from customers.
We heard you on public radio today.
More than any other thing that we do to promote our business, it is public radio that we hear our customers thanking us for.
We find that public radio definitely resonates with our customer.
Learn more about business sponsorship at WPR.org/sponsor.
For women in prison, Mother's Day can be especially hard. In Wisconsin, a group of activists wanted to let incarcerated moms know they're not alone. To show their solidarity, they got into their cars. WPR's Sarah Lear explains.
The Chiquita Women's Prison in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, is surrounded on two sides by a long county road. That road gave Marianne Olson an idea.
I thought, if we could get a bunch of cars and they all have their headlights on, they're going to see us.
Olson spent several years incarcerated at Chiquita. She's now an activist with the group Ex-Incarcerated People Organizing of Wisconsin, or EXPO. Since 2025, Olson has been bringing people together so they can drive their cars past Chiquita while flashing their headlights and beeping their horns. She refers to the drive-by demonstrations as caravans of love. This one happened a few nights ago. One of the participants was Janann Bauer, a mother of three who used to be locked up at Chiquita. She'll never forget celebrating Mother's Day on the inside.
I felt heaviness. You see it. You see it on women's faces. You know, it's mothers, daughters, sisters, grandmothers.
Now that she's out, Bauer wants to ease that heaviness for other women. So she joined a line of more than a dozen cars as they filed out of a grocery store parking lot and drove about 2 miles to Chiquita. DeAndrea Hardman was one of the drivers. She's also with EXPO and used to be incarcerated at Chiquita. In Hardman's car were two women who just got out of prison this spring. As they approached Chiquita, Hardman checked in with them.
You guys feeling okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Hardman remembers the anxiety she felt when she first saw Chiquita after getting out.
You know, the first couple times I thought I was gonna, like, throw up. Especially the first time. It's hard to go back here after you've been here, you know?
But as the sun set and the prison came into view, Hardman started smiling and bopping her horn. Back in the parking lot afterwards, Olson was ecstatic.
It's amazing. Well, you can see. And just knowing that they heard us.
When she drove by the prison, Olson rolled down her window and blasted, "Caravan of Love."
Join the caravan of love.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lear in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson has endorsed Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany's bid for governor. Thompson, who was elected governor a record 4 times, had previously said he was considering running again in 2026. In a statement released Friday afternoon, Thompson said his time growing up in Elroy, Wisconsin, had instilled in him the values that shaped his time as governor. Thompson said Tiffany comes from those same Wisconsin roots. While Tiffany was already widely considered the GOP frontrunner for governor, early polling has shown many Republican voters are still unsure about who they'd support. A run by Thompson could have exposed fractures in the party. Thompson is 84 years old and was elected governor in 1986. He served until 2001 when he left office to become former President George W. Bush's Secretary of Health and Human Services. Governor Tony Evers has won another legal battle in his ongoing dispute over when and how state agencies publish rules carrying the weight of law. Rich Kramer has more on the ruling out of Dane County Circuit Court.
Judge Nia Trammell ruled that state agencies don't have to wait for what are called standing committees to finish reviewing proposed rule changes before they're published. That means Republicans currently leading those committees cannot delay new regulations from going into effect. Evers' suit was filed against the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization, headed by outgoing Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and current Senate President Mary Felskowski. In August, it ordered the state's Legislative Reference Bureau not to publish rule changes until committee review periods concluded. The decision could be appealed, but that would eventually bring the case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The liberal majority there ruled against a different Republican-controlled committee on a similar case in 2024. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Water levels on Lakes Michigan and Huron had their largest surge for the month of April since records began more than a century ago. As Danielle Kading reports, the rapid rise was driven by snowmelt and heavy rains.
Water levels soared by more than 13 inches on Lakes Michigan and Huron, according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The record rise is triple their average April increase of roughly 4 inches. Keith Kompoltowicz is chief of the Hydraulics and Hydrology Branch at the Detroit District Office.
The lakes are typically rising in the spring due to rainfall and snowmelt runoff, but obviously we hadn't seen a rise of this magnitude.
He says the increase in water levels beat the previous record rise for the month of close to 10 inches that occurred 75 years ago. The surge came as the upper Midwest, including Wisconsin, saw its wettest April on record. Lake Superior also saw its second highest rise on record for the month due to the very wet weather and significant snowpack. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Work to create a bird flu vaccine for various kinds of livestock is showing promise. Scientists at Kansas State University say early data suggests they may have a way to protect cattle, pigs, and poultry. Bird flu has killed or forced farmers to cull about 200 million domestic birds in the U.S. since 2022. In 2024, the virus jumped to cattle, infecting more than 1,000 dairy cows. Here's Kansas State University professor Wadekam Wangi.
So you can see the economic impact. And of course, that has implications downstream in terms of jobs, in terms of food security.
He says vaccinating livestock could also protect workers. Since 2024, bird flu has infected about 70 people in the U.S. who interacted closely with infected animals. Two of them have died. Coming up, the lacrosse-based YouTube channel Code Blue Cam has millions of subscribers. The channel's content is drawn almost exclusively from police body camera video. Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards, from writing and Wisconsin history to science and music. Find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
And finally, the Wisconsin-based YouTube channel Code Blue Cam has more than 3 million subscribers and 1.5 billion total views. The channel's content is drawn almost exclusively from police body camera video that the site obtained via open records. They're often edited to show the most lurid, embarrassing, or sensational moments. But critics say the videos are more often about mocking or shaming their subjects. WPR reporter Steph Conquest Ware shares the broader phenomenon of police body cam videos used as internet entertainment. They join us now. Steph, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Steph, you uncovered some data on just how large and profitable the lacrosse-based Code Blue Cam channel is. What did you find out? Maybe you can give us a little bit of a visual of what's being posted there.
When you first pop up on this YouTube channel, you will scroll and you will see hundreds and hundreds of these videos, and they have racked up a billion total views, and I found that through the videos alone, they make about like 100,000 a month.
What kinds of videos did you find when you started poking around?
I guess raunchy, for lack of a better word, content that would go viral. So a lot of drunk young women, a lot of wild police chases. You will see many guns drawn on people and suspects in the videos. And these people range in all ages. They're, you know, young teens on there who are suspected of stealing cars who get guns drawn on them. And there's also the drunk Wisconsin mom from the rural part of the state who is getting arrested.
And you spoke with the content creator who goes by LJ. He declined to speak to WPR or share his full name for what he called privacy and security reasons. But he did exchange some emails with you. So why does he post body camera footage from Wisconsin? What did he say?
The George Floyd killing in 2020 by police in Minneapolis was actually what inspired him to create this account. He basically told me that he wanted to combat what he saw or he felt was misinformation about police. And he wanted to highlight what he thought were difficult and often volatile situations that they face and, you know, that they are able to stay calm in faces of danger.
A study from Matthew Clark and the University of Wisconsin Parkside analyzed Code Blue Cam's videos and the comments section. You spoke with the author, Jacqueline Arce, and co-author Clark. Here's Clark sharing some of his perspective.
They sell t-shirts that have, like, it's the Jurassic Park logo, but it says lacrosse instead. And it makes lacrosse out to be this, like, crime-ridden area, and it's generally not.
That's pretty interesting stuff. What additional trends did Arce and Clark identify in all of these posted videos and comments?
Arce actually called these videos an exploding phenomenon. And in the article, they actually identified a few negative racial and gender stereotypes as well, and use of AI in the videos. And one more extreme example is a 2024 video called How Her Birthday Celebration Turned Into a Disaster. And it shows lacrosse police officers interaction with a black woman in the city. She's in a bar and she is drunk, and, you know, they are taking her in for disorderly conduct. They use AI to alter and widen her mouth and give her, you know, an angry expression. And there are many instances on the account where AI is used to help edit the videos and also to create these kind of fabricated thumbnails.
And you actually did some really good reporting here and found out that Code Blue Cam Media Company has a partnership with Wisconsin Professional Police Association. So you spoke to Executive Director Jim Palmer about posting body cam footage online. What did he say?
You know, I asked him, I was like, some people, you know, feel that this could be public shaming. He thought that Code Blue Cam, you know, valued education over public shaming. And I said, you know, some people don't think that. Some people who are on these videos don't think that. He was like, yeah, you know, he has a teenage son and, you know, he has to sit down his son and tell him that basically what is on the internet is there to stay.
Steph Conquest-Ware, it's really fascinating reporting. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That was WPR reporter Steph Conquest-Ware. Find their report about Code Blue Cam and the trend of posting edited police body camera footage at WPR.org. And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. A freeze warning is in effect for the southern two-thirds of the state until 8 this morning. Highs eventually getting into the 50s and 60s today with plenty of sunshine. Cloudy and windy overnight with lows down into the 30s and 40s and some rain expected to move in after midnight. That rain continues falling tomorrow, but it's going to be warmer with high temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Really glad you could join us. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and shout out to our producer, Courtney Everett, who is back today after a little bit of a break in which she got married. Congratulations to Courtney and her new spouse. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.